your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Nicola Everett.
A man's died in what the French president is describing as a terror attack near Lyon. A car crashed into the gate of a factory, hitting gas canisters and sparking an explosion. A decapitated body has been found at the scene, close to flags with Arabic writing. One person's been arrested, with the French intelligence services saying he was known to them since 2006. François Hollande made this statement.
L'intention ne fait pas de doute.
The intention was, without doubt, to cause an explosion. The attack is believed to be terrorism, given they found a headless corpse with writing on it.
Un cadavre décapité.
This is KMFM News.
It's being reported a migrant from Africa has died while trying to board a moving freight train through the Channel Tunnel. It follows days of problems at Calais, where hundreds of migrants attempted to climb into lorries waiting to cross to the UK. Peter Cullums from the Road Haulage Association.
We recommend to our members who have a duty of care for their employees, if they are confronted by migrants, they stay in their cab, they do not confront them, and if the migrants get on board the vehicles, then they take them to a place of safety where the authorities are and declare them.
Meantime, four suspected illegal immigrants have been detained after being seen running from a Kent lorry park. Police were called to Stop 24 in Folkestone this morning following reports five men have been seen jumping over a fence. Sheppey's prisons could explode unless urgent action's taken, according to the area's MP. Gordon Henderson's raised concerns about prisoner intimidation and violence, as well as greater use of alcohol, drugs and legal highs during a Commons debate. He's put it down to a lack of officers at the three jails there and says it's having a huge impact on morale.
It means the prisoners themselves are not getting as much recreation time as they would otherwise expect, so they get frustrated and that leads to the possibility of increased violence.
A woman and two children have escaped serious injury after the car they were in smashed into the front of a house near Maidstone. It happened in Hildenborough Crescent yesterday afternoon. Police say the house suffered significant damage. Police are heading into Kent schools to warn children about the dangers of throwing objects from road bridges. There have been 15 reported incidents of items being thrown onto the M20 and A228 since January, and officers think some young people are behind it. Is Chief Inspector Jill Ellis.
Anybody who is involved in this, potentially, you know, it's as serious as going to prison for manslaughter if the consequence is that somebody actually dies as a result. You know, it literally is that serious.
Most of us apparently don't understand sunscreen labels. The Royal Pharmaceutical Society says they should be made simpler after research showed the majority of people didn't realise you needed UVA as well as SPF protection. And outstanding Kent businesses have been recognised at an event aimed at praising their commitment to the county. The Keepers thank companies who encourage investment and growth. Pat Gallagher from construction company The Gallagher Group won the award for outstanding contribution to the business community.
I'm pleased, I'm honoured. I can't describe it. It's unbelievable. And the beauty that my four kids are here with me tonight is, you know, the icing on the cake.
KMFM Showbiz.
Leona Lewis has been chatting to KMFM and says she hopes her new album will show off all the changes she's been making behind the scenes. The X Factor winner signed with a new label last year and releases her new album I Am this weekend. The 30-year-old says musically she's feeling more free.
It's all about the songs and having a great song and then, you know, putting all the production things around it for me. But it is a little bit different.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Australia are continuing to pile on the runs against Kent in their Ashes warm-up game. Kieran's got the latest and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, a short time ago at Canterbury, the Aussies had moved on to 452 for six in their first innings. Sean Marsh and Stephen Smith have both made centuries for the tourists. Elsewhere, Andy Murray's avoided reigning champion Novak Djokovic in his half of the Wimbledon draw. He'll take on Mikhail Kukushkin first. Murray may have to get past Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the last 16, Rafael Nadal in the quarterfinals, and Roger Federer in the semis. And football, and Paul Scally's celebrating 20 years as chairman of Gillingham. He took over the club in 1995 and since then has employed 9 different managers and saved them from going into administration. He says there have been plenty of developments off the pitch too.
I listen to people tell me they got married at Priestfield and they're christening at Priestfield and their family events at Priestfield, and You kind of think, well, you know, when I look back to the little old social club under the stand that there was at the time, you think we have actually come quite a long way.
We've tweeted more of that exclusive interview via at KMFM News.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.